The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dalet, tells us about the Iser Dairaisa of Loisason Iti, which means that the Rebbeinu Shalom says, don't make something in the likeness of me. Now what does it mean, something in the likeness of the Rebbeinu Shalom? So the Gemara includes different types of images in this Iser of Loisason Iti. Number one, says the Gemara, you're not allowed to make the Tzura of a Levana, you're not allowed to make the image of a moon, sun, or anything that's in Shemayim, that's Meshamesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara then tells us about a second category of images that we aser based on this Isser of Leisasun Iti, and that is that you're not allowed to make something that resembles the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to make something that's a replica of, let's say, the Shulchan, a replica of the Menorah, a replica of the Ulam, the Mizbeach, the Heichal, the different Kelim that existed in the Beis HaMikdash. A person is not allowed to make something that is supposed to resemble them. And this is included in this Issur D'Oraisa of Loisason Iti. Now, there happens to be a Shaila in the Poskim regarding the nature of this Issur of making different Kelim in, let's say, your home that resemble and that are a replica of the Kelim that exists in the Beis HaMikdash. Which means that you're not allowed to make a Menorah that resembles the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now what is behind this Issur? What's the gather of this Issur? So some Poskim learn that this is a Machlekes Rishonim. The Mechaber in Yerdei Simen Kuf Mem Aleph brings these halachas down in the context of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, we find this halacha. They're not allowed to make something that's in the likeness of the Shemesh, the Yireach, etc. And you're not allowed to make something that's in the likeness of the Klei HaMishkan. And it's all brought down in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which some Peskim understand as being indicative of the fact that Loit the Mechaber, this is an Issur that connects to Avodah Zarah. It's an Avodah Zarah Dika Isser. You're not allowed to make something that's Kilu is in the likeness of the Rebbeinu Shlom's Kelim, and Rebbeinu Shlom's Meshamshim, and this is connected to Avodah Zarah Dika Isser. However, even though the Rambam brings down the first category of Isurim in the context of Avodah Zarah, let's say the Isser of making an image of a sun, a moon, etc., but when it comes to the halachis that govern the creating of an image that resembles the Klei HaMishkan, the Rambam brings this halacha down in Hilchos Moira Mikdash. In the halachas of the Moira that a person has to have of the Mikdash, which implies that this Isser doesn't connect at all to Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Rather, this is part of the reverence that a person is supposed to have for the Mishkan, for the Klei HaMikdash, for the Moira HaMikdash. And it's a completely independent Isser. Now, some Paiskim wanted to suggest a possible nafkamino that might emerge from this machlekes, and that is whether this perhaps should be connected to Yehar Gvayavar, because the halach is that according to many Paiskim, even if you're one of the Abizrayu of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, there's a din Yehar Gvayavar when it comes to violating this Isser. Maybe the some wanted to say that if this was an Isser that is connected to Avodah Zarah, perhaps it's like an Abizrayu Avodah Zarah, which would carry with it the din of Yehar Golyava. However, like the Rambam, that it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah at all, it has to do with Mayur Mikdash, then it certainly would have nothing to do with Yehar Golyava. Now, some places can argue that even if it has some Shaykhs to Avodah Zarah, it's not Mamash Abizrayu, and therefore, even Lefi the Mechaber, there wouldn't be a din Yehar Golyava, but Akaponim, Lefi, the Shita of the Mechaber, that it does somehow connect and associate with Avodah Zarah, some Poskim wanted to suggest that perhaps there should be a din of Abizrayu to the Avodah Zarah, which would therefore warrant the din of Yehar Gvayava. But, Akaponim, there is this Isser of creating a Menorah, creating the Tavnis of the Mizbeach, etc., all the Kelim that exist in the Beis HaMikdash, in your home, and you're not allowed to say, make something that's a replica of these kelim. And the question is, what are the parameters of this Isser? In other words, how similar does it have to be to the kli that existed in the Beis HaMikdash in order for a person to be over on this Isser? If you have a shul and you want to have a menorah hanging in the shul, and you want to put a menorah, and the menorah has seven kanim, then perhaps we should say that it's also midaraisa because of this iser of leisasun iti, and therefore perhaps we should have a problem with putting up this menorah in a shul. So the truth is that there's a very important machlekes hapoiskim regarding the geder and the extent of this iser. The Maharik holds that even if you don't have all of the necessary conditions that existed regarding the kelim that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, you are still over on the iser d'orais of l'sasun iti, as long as the keli that you construct somewhat resembles and appears like the keli that exists in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, says the Maharik, if I, let's say, make a menorah that has seven branches, that has seven kanim, and it's not the exact height that the menorah had in the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was 18 tefachim high. So, do I have to make my menorah 18 tefachim high for me to be over on the Isser? Zokt Ma'arik, no, because it's totally in the way it appears. And if it appears like the menorah that exists in the Beis HaMikdash, you're over on the Isser, in spite of the fact that you don't fulfill all of the necessary conditions that were required in the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to have the different kaftorim, the different decorations that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had, because these weren't necessarily the definition of the menorah that exists in the Beis HaMikdash. These were just pratim, they were just details, but the ikr is, does this look like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? You look at the way it appears. If it appears like the menorah, that is adequate, and you're part of this category of leisasun iti, and you have to worry about having such a menorah, and we're talking about an iser d'oraisa. Now, it's a shtikl mashma, like from the Gemara, like this sheet of the Maharik, because the Gemara says that if you make a menorah that has five branches or six branches, then it's mutter, because it's not like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But if you have a menorah that consists of seven branches, then you are over on an iser. Now, say the Poskim, if in fact the halacha was that it has to mamish resemble the menorah that appeared in the Beis HaMikdash for you to be over on the iser, then l'chayra, even if it was a menorah of seven branches, it would be mutter, as long as you don't make it, let's say, 18 tefachim high, and you don't have the kaftayim. From the fact that the Gemara is mechalik between a menorah of seven branches and a menorah of five and six branches, is mashma that you don't have to have it exactly like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash to be over on the Isser. As long as it has seven branches, it's enough, doima, to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you would be over on the Isser of Lisasun Iti. However, other Achroinim disagree. There's a Chacham Svi, and there are other Achroinim as well that are Medayik from Rashi, not like this Maharik. And Rashi says that in order for you to be over on the Isser, the Irais of Lisasun Iti, you have to make this menorah or this heichal like the menorah and heichal that exist in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says, Kerach bayu ka'arkoi. Rashi is mashma that in order for you to be over in the Isser, you have to have it mamish like the same length, the same width as the keli appeared in the Beis HaMikdash like. And therefore, according to Rashi, it would be mashma that if you make a menorah consisting of seven branches, but it's not yudches tefachim high, it's not the height of 18 tefachim like the menorah that existed in the Beis HaMikdash, then you taka wouldn't be over on the Isser d'oraisa. So it seems to be a machlekes hapoiskim. Rashi is a shtikl mashma that you have to be mamish like the midos and the different oirich and roichiv that appeared in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Maharik says that no, as long as it is generally something that appears like the menorah that existed in the Beis HaMikdash, that makes you part of the category of leisasun iti, and you're going to be over on the iser d'oraisa if you have such a menorah. How do we paskin l'alocha or l'maisa? So many poskim shtel to the shach in Yerideya, where the shach over there in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph writes that we look at whether the prat that you are missing was ma'akev when it came to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And says the Shach, if the halacha that you're missing in your menorah was a halacha that wasn't ma'akiv in the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, then, even though you don't have that particular prat, you're still going to be over on the Issur D'oraisa. For example, the fact that it had to be Yud Ches Tfachim High wasn't ma'akiv in the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the way it was supposed to be constructed, but it wasn't ma'akiv. Memela, even if yours is not Yud Ches Tfachim High, you're over on the Issur. Because even in the Beis HaMikdash, if the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been Yud Ches Tfachim, they would have been able to be Mekayim their mitzvah of creating the Menorah with such a Menorah. And therefore, when you resemble that Menorah, you're over on the Issur, even though it's not Yud Ches Tfachim, because the din of Yud Ches Tfachim was ma'akiv for the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And so too, when it came to Kaftar. However, when it comes to, still, let's say, the branches, right? So if there is six branches, you're not going to be over on the Issur, because the fact that the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had to be seven branches was ma'akiv. It wasn't able to fulfill the mitzvah of Menorah if it didn't have that particular detail. And therefore, if you are missing that detail, you're not going to be over in the Issur because it's not resembling the kelim that existed in the Beis HaMikdash. So that is the Geder Advarim according to the Shach, that it depends on whether the halacha that you are missing in your Menorah is something that was ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash. If it was ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash, then if you don't have it in your Menorah, then you are not going to be over in the Issur, because it's not going to be something that resembles the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if it was something that wasn't ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash, then even though you don't have it, you're still going to be over in the Issur, because even in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't ma'akiv to have this particular detail.